Guess I'll talk to you in a few months.
Sitting drunk on the sidewalk, I guess I'll get up, I guess I'll go for a walk. Brush my shoes against the pavement, I swear this is gonna be the 100th time I've thought of you tonight.
You weren't the only one who thought of us that way.
I spend most nights awake, wide awake. I never thought that I would see the day where I just let you go, let you walk away. Where I let you walk away.
Don't you call, you crook, called you a bandit. There ain't no other good damn reason why my heart, it would go missing for so many months. So I was wishing that you would stop pretending. Remember all those countless nights when I told
cut the other stuff out. It's the garden time, baby.
Just one more car and I can switch my shift. Red, green, yellow, shift lanes. Press a couple buttons, let traffic flow.
Red, green, yellow, I don't know where this other guest, you know, your show host is. I'm just here hanging out.
Stop traffic, let government cash flow.
Red, green, yellow, shift lanes.
I'm just doing my job.
Nobody's stopping me. I'm gonna keep going. How am I sleeping here? Who's gonna stop me? The government? Psh, no. This is not my doing, by the way. I'm gonna play my music next.
You want to hear the greatest album ever written? You want to hear the greatest album ever written? I promise you, it's not Dark Side of the Moon. No, 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 no. It's not Dark Side of the Moon. It's not, I don't know, the White Album or whatever whatever you guys think it is. I don't know. It's not that. It's this. Where's the, okay, there we go. pop songs by Cenk is the correct answer.
Oh!
Ain't that sweet? Ain't that really good? What did I say? What do we got next?
Race car bed, baby.
This is WMFO Freeform 91.5 Medford, not Somerville, Medford. Let's do this!
Cause I'm not reading for me, I'm reading for you.
My band ripped this song off. I'll play that next.
Look at me in this palace of nothing, waiting for nobody.
for this girl's number on Instagram a few days ago, and she just responded today. It made me very sad. I just wanted to jam music. But now we're here. I'm gonna restart that one. It deserves a clean restart. This hits right now. Listen to this. I'm kind of sick. I have class tomorrow, like 9 a.m. I don't care. We're doing it. We're going to keep doing it. WMFO, Medford. Medford Station, 91.5. Let's do it. Freeform. Medford Freeform, WMFO, 91.5. Yeah. Do you know that Tame Impala is just one guy? Yeah. Do you know that Tame Impala is just one guy?
Time you had there.
You can tell I know every lyric to all of these songs.
What is good? You are now on the air on WMFO 91.5. This is Cade, my friend from Los Angeles, who's going to be coming to visit me tomorrow. Say hi, Cade. There we go. All right. Okay. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Tell me about your day, buddy.
It was all right, man. You know, I go back into town. It was real icy up there, and
you can use filter. You just can't swear or talk about paraphernalia.
Okay. I mean, I hung out with a very scary goth chick, and that was real tight. You know, she's a sweetheart, but you'd never be able to tell by the panther tattoo on her back.
That's terrifying.
It was scary. You know, I feared for my balls. A little bit.
That's okay. You can't say that. But
pushing it. Sorry.
Pushing it, big guy.
All right. You got any listeners right now?
Let's see here. I don't know about radio listeners, but I have three streaming.
Wow! Look at that.
Yeah. You know, look at that world.
Man, who decided to leave you in charge of the radio station?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know.
Whoever it is, they made the right call.
No, they didn't. Okay, do you want to hear what I've been playing for the past 2 hours? By the way, I was supposed to end at 2. It's now 2:45.
Right.
Basically just been playing like Liquid House and then just the entirety of Awkward Pop Songs by Jank.
How do I listen to this at home here in Los Angeles?
There's a radio, there's a website. It is, God, if I can find it somewhere. I'll send the link, but it's just like a WMFO radio station. It's there and you can listen to it.
I'll look it up.
I mean, don't listen to it now because you'll probably just destroy the...
Well, I'm watching. I'm at my friend Bridget's house watching a movie.
What movie are you watching?
It's called Gabby the Possession. It's like a Turkish horror movie. They say Allah a lot. So.
That sounds
upsetting. I mean, it's got to be good.
Well,
ethnic. I'm very excited.
Are you excited to come to Boston, big guy?
I'm super excited. Listen, man, I heard it's snowing. I was afraid I was going to miss it, but, you know.
No, it's snowing big time. It's going to be snowing probably the entire time you're here.
Fantastic. Yeah,
you've seen snow, right? You live in Arrowhead. You've seen snow, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's snowing up there right now. I was afraid I was going to miss it up there.
All right. Well, you're going to see it here. I brought my snow skateboards if you want to break any legs, you know.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like the ankle's already sprained. I might as well break the whole...
You get it done with. Yeah, on touchdown on Thursday, Chris Brokaw from Codeine's coming to my my music class. So that'll be cool.
Holy sharp.
You can...
You see the censoring? I'm censoring.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. Cade, what are you going to have for breakfast tomorrow before you come?
Good question, man. I'll probably get some, like, airport delicacy. Hopefully there's is there a Chick-fil-A in the LAX? I think there is.
Well, I think there is. I think it's at a different terminal. I'll have to look for you. But I know there's a certain breakfast sandwich I know you like a lot.
Oh, is it the bacon, egg, and cheese?
It is the bacon, egg, and cheese.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's a good sandwich, man. I gotta tell you, it's a top favorite of mine. I feel like the bacon, the egg, and the cheese just complement themselves so well.
Yeah, it's a fantastic delicacy. I'm sure Lexa, feels the same way about it.
You know, I hope she's listening out there somewhere.
Come back. I miss you.
Come back to me. I miss you.
You're 17.
For all the listeners out there, that's the miner that got away. she was a little fish in a big pond.
Oh my God.
That's the end of it.
Okay, to be fair, to be entirely fair, she's getting like her MBA in like two years or something.
MBA. She's in college, and you know.
She's 17. Come on.
To quote the rest of the groomers, you know, she's very mature for her.
Okay. We're gonna have to, no, not that. Very, very sweet
Shortly
woman.
Shortly after airing, Aiden Kramer's radio station pulled.
This is actually technically not my time anymore. I'm kind of just on dead air right now. But
you know what? You're dominating now. Nobody's doing it like you.
It's an evil world we live in.
It is. I think I might become a routine caller.
Please do. Also, when you're here, we'll sit in the station together and just talk about absolute nonsense.
It's just like a podcast, but it's live.
Yeah, and people are actually listening to this. I don't know why, but people are. Well, upon touchdown tomorrow, the guy from Cody, and then... We're seeing the Cocaine Bear, that new movie.
Oh, I can't wait! It's the release, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're playing at like my old like retro cinema near my house. I'm just gonna get some popcorn. And eat,
you know,
eat some...
I heard he ate 40 pounds of cocaine.
Yeah, that's apparently the plot of the movie, is that the bear ate 40 pounds of the white stuff and then kind of just. Went insane, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, I appreciate, you know, a movie with a good name that's not too misleading. You know, you kind of know what you're getting with Cocaine Bear.
And the fact that the cover is a bear covered in white stuff. I mean, it only leads you to assume there's a bear, and it has some cocaine.
Yep. Well, I can't wait to see what kind of mayhem this guy unleashes in theaters on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully the Crystal Ballroom in Somerville will really be electric at the sight of this bear.
That's right.
Consuming
A man can dream. A man can dream, and a bear can eat 40 pounds of cocaine.
Yeah, apparently so. Then this weekend, we'll just do some stuff, bro. I'll take you around Boston. You hang out with Rex. We could fight Rex. That'd be fun.
I'd be willing to fight him. I actually, I was talking to a good buddy of mine by the name of Will Patrick, and he said, I told him I'm going to Boston. I said, are you going to hit up Rex? And I'll have to bite my tongue here. I said, I probably won't, no. But I said it with more, some flowery language in there. You know, some expletives.
Are Will Patrick and Rex not on the best of terms?
I don't know. I sounded from the looks of it that they were on good terms, you know, considering he asked me if I was going to hit him up.
Maybe it was like a sarcastic, like rhetorical, maybe I'll hit him up. Either way, Rex sucks, you know? Like big time. Like Rex.
That guy sucks. Stream the Rex Rap Experience. You will regret.
Well, yeah, fun fact, there's literally nothing up. There's no music. In fact...
Okay, I take it back. You have all been saved.
Hold on. In fact, let me see here. Let me see. Does he have anything on Spotify? Oh, nope. That's the Spotify artist, Rex Rath. Good Life. Oh, my God. Look at this photo I'm about to send you. Oh, my God.
I'm looking.
This is a jump scare. It's a jump scare. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I had a makeup Valentine's dinner with Sophie tonight because I wasn't in town for Valentine's Day. And
oh, my God. he looks large and in charge, I'll tell you what.
He is large and in charge. Oh, my God. What am I doing? It's 2:45.
I don't want to brush over your... How'd the Valentine's dinner go?
Oh, it was good. It was really expensive, and I bought her a lot of expensive gifts. I can't name all of them on the air, but
Did you buy her a sex toy?
Okay, you can't say that on the air, buddy. But
gotcha. Sorry. Did you buy her a toy used for sex?
still the same principle. You can't.
Sorry. Wait a minute. Let me try again. Did you buy her a sex?
You're now not on the air anymore, Cade. Okay. Now I just muted you, so now you're back. Hello?
Sorry about that.
I have the power to do that if you recall.
I was asking if you bought her a sex toy.
No, I did not.
Okay. All right. I'll take that as a maybe.
You can take it as a definite no. Gotcha. Just a lot of cutesy right. Gifts, an O, a gunge, and,
very sweet.
You know, and then, you know what she did?
Oh, yeah.
She used the coup, and then she said, Aiden, I'm too tired. I'm going to stay here. She was supposed to sleep over. We're supposed to have a nice snuggle movie night, but then no, she used my own gift against me.
Oh, Brutal. Brutal how they do that, man. Women, am I right?
Can't say that. Can't do that.
I'm just trying to bait you here into saying something cancelable live on air.
I will immediately take you off the air and continue playing Jank.
All right, I'm done. I'm done. Well, wait a minute. That's cancelable in and of itself. Besides the point, I understand, you know, spending frivolous sums on certain women.
Do you hear that? Do you hear Rex Rath in the background?
Is that Rex Rath?
Do you hear Rex Rath in the background?
Gotta tell you, seeing as I can't swear, I'd have to hold back what I'd really think about this music, but boy, oh boy, to the viewers at home, don't listen.
Boy, oh boy. Don't listen to his music, eh?
Don't do it, bud.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my jeez. We're going to have so much fun. You have no idea. We're going to go out. You're going to meet all these, like, nerdy kids that you'll probably hate. You'll see a side of me that's basically me trying to conform to a bunch of people I don't like.
I understand. Listen, Aiden, I'll tell you, not only have I been there, but I've done that. I'm a big fan of the Nerds. I happen to be one myself. I just also, you know, do the F word with women. I how do I do this without, like, swearing or saying S-E-X? Can I spell it out?
Say spell coitus.
Out? I coitus? What's the damn... fornicate? Is that...
Okay.
Is that cool on air?
Okay, you need some bacon, egg, and cheeses?
Yeah, I do love me some bacon, egg, and cheeses. You know, they're fantastic.
Such a delicacy.
I'm
my God, Cade. Jaina left me on red. What was that?
What was the contact?
She hit me up, and she was like, oh my God, Alani, don't text me. Don't text me, Alani. Don't text me. Okay, sorry.
Another little fish in a big pond.
That's what I'm saying. Stroke that thing, bro.
Hey.
What was I talking about?
Jaina.
Yeah. She texted me like, hey, I left a certain pen at your house. If you see it, just keep it. And I was like, haha, I'll use it in good health. And I said, thanks for coming to the show. You know, I appreciate it. She fudging left me on red, bro.
Fudging prick, dude. That's freaking annoying.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, golly gee willikers, man.
Also, her boyfriend's like 5'6". What is it with these women wanting fights?
Listen, man. The bar is on the floor. So the fellas, listen.
Dude, my name is Baby Fisher. I have weird hair.
Oh, my God. What is it with the 5'6 men out here? Listen, if you're 5'6 and you're balling like that, congratulations. I love my short kings. If you're a woman dating a 5'6 man, you're a bimbo.
Can't say that.
Okay, you're a lovely, sweet, special individual, and I wish you the best in your relationship. That being said, there's a very eligible 6'2 bachelor, and, you know, he's on the air right now.
His name's Cade DeShell, and he is going to be coming to Boston.
Oh, you do have a lady, don't you? Well, I don't think I'm bad. I don't know, man. We'll see how it goes with this.
Well, okay, to be entirely fair... It took me, like, pretty much just, you know, destroying monogamy for me to realize, oh, I actually want to be with this person. And I'm still not 100% with the idea of, like, being in a relationship. I'm still very much, like, especially because this person is not, like, incredibly, like, messed up and breaking me inside. It's very weird for me to be in a relationship, I guess.
I completely understand. Listen, it feels comfortable and familiar to be dating somebody who's a little messed up in the head just because, you know, it's reminiscent of our home life. But I think ultimately, you know, we have the power to break that cycle. I think it's in your hands, bud.
I guess it is. Well, my friend, I'm going to go to bed. You also have a very important day tomorrow. Did you check your email? You have all your information?
Yep, I haven't checked my email, but, you know, I'll call you if I have any problems.
Yeah, I'll have my phone awake, so just don't call me with any dumb questions, but, you know.
Sounds good, brother.
I'm around.
You have a good one.
All right, buddy. Love you. Have a nice rest of your night.
It's an honor.
All right, take care,
buddy.
Love you
too,
buddy. Bye-bye. That was Cade DeShell, almost getting me banned off WMFO. WMFO. Freeform Radio Medford. Why is this song playing? Don't ever play that song. What song should we play? Play some Origami Angel, some Jank, some The Garden, some Screamo. Yeah, let's do some Gami Gang. Let's do some Gami Gang. Thank you.
We're gonna do that again. I'm gonna play some Babytron.
You ain't never had to.
Okay.
You ain't never had to strap your nuts on. If she don't text you back, she probably getting fucked on. If you ever say it's up, you getting dunked on. She a freaky girl, why the fuck you put the cuffs on? She gon' suck the dick before we fuck because it's mandatory. Turn his back to Call of Duty, camping in his territory. You can't fuck with us, boy, you ain't even in our category. Stop playing with the gang, bitch, real shitty boy shit, come on. Okay, life like a toilet, they be pissed cause that shit on. I beat him, picked his ass off, you can't pick him. Mike Amiri tripping, he got way too many rips on. Use the brick a lot, now every shot I take a swish on. It's a lot of double cups in here, my baby's pouring potions. Lab pennies off the balaclavas, bitches know it's us. How it smoke with us, you can't afford the shit we rolling up. You can't hit the bitches that I hit, boy, you ain't good enough. S mode in the McLaren finna drift some. Brody Deacon Jones for that sack, he gon' blitz some. I'ma need a fold to take a nap, I'm trying to sip some. You can see the pole, that bitch attached, I'm trying to lift some. Take the mask off and walk him down barefaced. It's a dirty game, we ain't finna play the fairway. Overnight shit, these jacks coming through the airway. Shit. Casamigo got her in the bed like Riley Reed. If ballin' was a crime, then I would have my niggas free. I ain't gotta check the bitch. I ain't gotta check the score, I know we in the lead. Can't nobody fuck with us, we like the damn Avengers. Have to tell her how to do it, baby, a beginner. And she really cold as hell, she just like December. I wouldn't even try, bro, that boy got him a temper. Brody run around with scripts, he don't know how to act, though. Bitch face pretty, tryna fuck her from the back, though. Dior on the pedal, tryna see how fast the cat go. Run it up, hit the set, blow it all in. Blow it all in stack mode. Really hope that they don't think they shittin', bitch, we shat mode. New bitch got that Fiji and a kitty doing backstroke. Stuck up in the bitch, right. And that shit must be
time
a ass.
Time for the public service announcement. Out of town tour time in the number of to think about prescription drugs versus medical marijuana accident, bitch, I'm a risk. Number of Americans that die each day from medical overdose and medical marijuana in all of recorded history. Zero. The message in the public interest forum, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's wild. So what I'm hearing is weed's the way to go, guys. You're not gonna overdose. You're just gonna slowly chip at your life away until eventually.
Yeah.
Nobody knows you. Okay, bye.
Walking like a zombie off this walkie, bitch, I'm half asleep. Ran it up like an athlete, I got fast feet. Talking loose on the neck, gon' get your mans beat. Leaving Cali back to the crib to wear the gas. I can't even shop no more cause all the fans harass me. Skinny Mike and Neary's hitting in them where the mag be. Tell a bitch if she ain't got a bag, then she can't bag me. She gon' blow me with her pinky out, I swear she classy. Yeah, that's your bitch, but she wishing that she had me. Run it up till I'm old with a bad knee. I don't trust hoes, just my gang and my family.
If ballin' was a crime, then apprehend me. White buffaloes with mirrors hitting like a damn geek. 7-6 tools to kill y'all baby like a plan B. Run around with 10 or 100 shots up in Stan G. Yeah, it ain't no Hemi in this kitty, this a elephant. $1,400 Christian Louis walking elegant. Backwood full of Zai, cup full of medicine. Pape ain't the topic, then the convo is irrelevant. I don't fuck with rats, kill him if he tattle telling shit. In the kitty playing with our kitty while I'm revving it. You a bum, niggas like you be why bitches celibate. Beam on the bop, I throw a bullet, bet he catching it. Iced up like a hooper when the game over. I'm the shit, I ain't have to put no game on her. Stripper keep harness, you want me to make it rain on her. Boy, your bitch let me come through, and I came on her. Unky on the road with some oranges, call him Larry June. Trying beef with gang, put his ass in a buried tomb. Tucked in the crib since forever, you a scary dude. Talking about the shitty boys ghost, yeah, that's very true. I be color talking, cause the feds watch my every move. Unky like a chemist, spilling walk in his berry juice. Trying to throw a jab, 7-6 to a period. And Hutch buff shop, and finna walk out like Terry Crews. I won't love a bitch, I'm in love with blues. Came a long way, I had talking shoes. Wanna be gang, told Nef, you gotta make the news. Only time I believe a bitch.
Alright, this is WMFO Medford 91.5 Freeform. I'm gonna head out. This is truly a mistake staying up this late, but I'm here now. Yay! Let's do it. Okay, bye.
Life great, weather better, somewhere out in Panama. Perky in my Gatorade is fucking with my stamina. Dodge Scat packing up his block, bitch. We ramming them. 101 slime, but the
these stones and memories so bright.